Blog Talk Radio.
Called Miss E's Vacation by my favorite guitarist and songwriter, Denton Perry, then you know you're at Madame Perry Salon. Welcome to Christmas time at Madame Perry Salon. And for people who are having dinner or driving home, maybe you've got friends over, maybe you're wrapping gifts, I don't know, maybe you're listening to this another time. I wish you the very best of Christmas wishes and best wishes for the holiday season. And so what are people doing right now? Well, I know I've just had pizza for dinner. I like to have something a little bit unconventional for Christmas Eve. And so I had a pizza tonight. I've been on the road for a while. And now what I'm getting ready to do is play something for you. And for anybody who's still wrapping a Christmas gift, here's one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's by the Waitresses, and it's called Christmas Wrapping.
But that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite holiday. But I-
a shawl from the bureau, cover your knees. Send a card to the widow, see what she needs. And for the gift of a giving, you will receive. You will receive. You will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go. You will feel love from the love that you've given.
Although I should have known the voices. But, yes, about a girl kind of lonely on Christmas, although it's normally her favorite holiday. That year she's been having hit and miss with the guy that she met the year before. And then, of course, it has a happy ending to the song. And after that, I played a song that I just heard for the first time this year by Bill Withers, who's, I just love Bill Withers, but the song The Gift of Giving. And I think it's just such a beautiful song. And, just had to play it. It really gets to my heart. And pretty soon, or in fact, next actually, I'm going to play the song by Joshua Collins, who was featured on here back in September when he and several other artists were on, because they were chosen by a contest, submission contest, to be on the first Macon Music CD out of Macon, Georgia, which thing. And Joshua Collins was one of the artists. And also this song features Kim Meeks, who is also a musician and singer, who was with her own music on the Macon Music CD. And the song is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I happen to have Kim Meeks and her sister, author Sherry Meeks, I believe, on the line with me. So
hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you? Is this Merry Christmas from the Meek Sisters in Macon, Georgia?
You got it. You got it. How's it going?
It's going great now. Now that I'm finally on the air, had a few technical difficulties. However, my thanks to my handy husband Denton, and thanks to my wonderful friend Jules Perry, who Jules Perry is just one of my cherished friends, and she's also a big part of Lone Wolf Communications. Between the two of them, I did get on the air. So glad to be here.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, Jules, and thank you, Dan.
So I've got Sherry and Kim Meeks on here. So for those of who don't know yet, though most people are certainly getting to know who you both are, Sherry is an author. Her new novel out is Finding Tambry, and she is on what we call a wildly unconventional book tour.
So true. And a fun book tour too, Jennifer.
<It is. laughs> You know, who needs just your regular old bookstores? You've got wellness, you know, exercise joints, wine bars.
Mexican restaurants.
And yes. On Saturday, I believe it's January the 16th, you will be at Battery Park Book Exchange in Asheville,
yes.
North Carolina.
That's absolutely right. I'm looking forward to that one. Can't wait.
Oh,
to,
that's
going to
be fun.
Be there,
mm-hmm. And for people who have mm-hmm. never been there before, it's one of my favorite places. Are you going to be there, Kim?
Possibly and probably. I'll probably also be the driver and the money girl.
You got a musician. You got two sisters. You got a musician and an author. And I guess you can take turns driving the tour bus until you can find somebody, right? So you can hire someone.
Exactly. This is what's called a grassroots expedition.
Which gives you a lot of cred. You know that, don't you? It gives you a lot of cred, and it's great. Yeah, Battery Park Book Exchange is in the Grove Arcade in Asheville. And one of the wonderful things about it, some people think it's the books. That's cool. Some people think it's the coffee bar. I dig that, too. Some people think it's the wine and champagne bar. Always a big hit. But also, and Denton just reminded me about the chocolate bar. They also have chocolate there from a French Broad Chocolate Lounge, and they also have lots of nibbly things. But they always say that people, dogs are welcome if their owners are well-behaved.
That's good.
So I've taken that's my kind of place too, sister. I've taken Parker and Fiona both there, and I think Benny was there as well, one of my other corgis. So yes, yeah, so you can bring your little sweeties there too.
Sky and Abby, yes.
That's right. Sky and Abby are welcome to come,
mm-hmm.
and with your entourage, as part of your entourage. And we've got a special place if anybody's in North Carolina, Asheville. The Saturday 16th of January. Come on in with your dog. Get a copy of Finding Tamry. Let's do us read. Have some champagne with us, and just have a good time. We're going to be in what they call the Middle Earth section, is what I reserved.
Which is
my favorite spot.
Okay.
I know, it's really cool. So,
I love
but
it.
Now, Kim, tell us about the song. Now, you have your own EP coming out soon.
Yes, hopefully in early March, Jennifer, is what I'm hoping for. So hopefully soon we'll have an EP out.
Because I'm already telling people in Nashville about it, so, you know, I know you've got
to... Oh, great. Thank you,
what?
Thank you, yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, great, thanks a lot. But, yeah, so I'm already humping his sister, let me tell you.
No, but this song Josh had asked me to do, the Christmas song that I think you're going to play next is... He just asked to play piano on it, and he's such a great guy. I did it, you know, willingly. He's a great friend, and he's a great musician and a great singer. So it was a lot
yes,
of fun
he
doing
is.
This. Beautiful voice.
Yeah, Josh Collins is great. Cause I remember when I first heard the Macon Music CD, and it's all artists from Macon, Georgia. And I'm thinking, these are the ones that got the 10 slots to be on there. I know there were a lot of other great acts, too. But you guys were just, I said, there's not a clunker in the bunch. Every one is just a gem. But it's still downloadable for free. And I have the information here on my Madame Perry Salon page all the time. But when the producer, Joey Stuckey, who's a musician, producer, and owns Shadow Sound Studios, and we all love Joey. He's fantastic.
Right. He's awesome. Yep.
He's a great producer.
He's a great friend. Yep.
Yeah, he is. He's a great producer, great musician, and a great friend. And when he sent me the copy, he said, I got to tell you, Joshua Collins came in the studio to do a Christmas song, and Kim Meeks is on it. He said, you've got to hear this. So he sent it to me, and I think I was busy. I was somewhere on the road. He starts, have you heard it yet? Have you listened yet? Have you listened yet? So I remember I was sitting in bed reading. It was about to be dark, so I turned out, I punched the button to listen to it, you know, the play. I turned out the light, and I thought this was probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life.
It is. It's very haunting. He did a haunting rendition of it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's beautiful.
Great. So I think I'm going to go ahead and play it now. So if you gals want to give give a special shout-out to Joey Stuckey, definitely, and Joshua Collins.
Yes.
And
Merry Christmas to you, Jennifer.
Yes,
too.
Merry Christmas, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. So I will have I will go back and add in you guys' websites on here too. And so have a wonderful Christmas Eve. Thank you for taking time out of your Christmas Eve to give us a call here at Madame Perry Salon. I really appreciate
Thanks.
It.
And we said love and hugs and kisses to you and yours.
Yes, absolutely.
Love and hugs to you, sweetie. So let's see. I see my husband loaded this music up for me. He's such a sweetheart. So let me find O Come Emmanuel. Let's see, did he have it under Joshua? Yes. So this is musician Joshua O'Neill featuring Kim Meeks, O Come Emmanuel. All right, that was While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night by Tom Rule, preceded by Away in a Manger, also by Tom Rule. And Tom Rule, if you notice, before that we played O Come, O Come, Emmanuel by Joshua Collins featuring Kim Meeks. And Kim Meeks and her sister Sherry, an author, also called in before that. Just wish you, all of you, a Merry Christmas, and all of us a Merry Christmas too. Now, Tom Rule is also recorded. These are songs from his Christmas album, and Away in a Manger and While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. And Tom Rule recorded that also in Joey Stuckey's studios, Shadow Sound Studios. And that's pretty cool. Joey, as you see, people who have played with him or recorded with him once certainly trust him and always come back. You know, I want to tell you, too, the thing about podcasts, the cool thing is you don't have to worry. Well, you don't have to do this with much anymore, with all kinds of cool television things online and being able to TiVo and such. But one thing I found about podcasters is that we all like to support each other. And we want to tell you about other podcasts that you'll listen to, as much as we hope you'll like ours. And one of them I found is, and I've mentioned it here on the show before, is the Tino Orsini Show. And the Tino Orsini Show is a podcast based out of London. And it's mostly a theater and show business. Some of his previous guests have been actress Diana Brooks, who's had quite a career in theater, film, and television. He's also had on there Los Angeles acting coach and director Kimberly Jensen. So that's pretty cool. He's had the King of New York Cabaret singer and pianist Steve Ross. And if you know anything about cabaret in the U.S., New York, you know who Steve Ross is. And one of his guests he had on, I think, probably earlier in December, is someone who's also been on Madame Perry's Salon, and that's Izzy Church. Izzy Church is right now promoting her novel, Angry Movie Guy. It officially launches in February, but you can still get it on Amazon. Izzy Church, she's so cool. But do check out the Tino Orsini Show. And if you're checking this out on Blog Talk Radio, you can see down here toward the bottom, after I give the my intro music, Miss E's Vacation by Denton Berry, you see I've got a link to the Tino Orsini Show and all my sponsors. So check it out. Listen to it. Also, there's a website called candles.space. Now, that's pretty cool. It's www.candlespace. It's a website where you can buy and sell your homemade candles. Now, their tagline is, shh, don't tell your light bulb. But it's a fabulous website, and they have fabulous products from so many different creative people. Now, I have a little bit more holiday music here to play for you, some more Christmas songs. You know, probably some of you might know pianist, songwriter, and singer Donnie Demers. And he and his friend Steve Eaton, well, I know that Donnie Demers wrote this song, and Steve Eaton is a vocalist. And the song is Christmas Again. I'm going to play that for you now. Christmas Again by Donnie Demers and Steve Eaton. Again by Donnie Demers and Steve Eaton. That song just got to me the very first time I heard it, actually, because Donnie Demers had posted it on Facebook, and it's just absolutely beautiful. I think everybody knows that feeling of a little sadness, a little love lost at Christmas time, and a little wistful yearning. So if you don't know Donnie's music, do check him out, and his brother Jimmy, and Steve Eaton. What a voice. What a couple of cool guys. Now, I mentioned earlier that there was another podcasters, we do promote each other. We do support each other. There's another podcast I wanted to tell you about. It's called Power with Christian Farrar, and it's spelled Christian Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, Power with Christian Farrar. And if you're looking here on the Blog Talk Radio page, you see where I've got it highlighted. You can get a link to the site. Christian's kind of he's an interesting fellow. It's kind of hard to put him into a specific niche. He says he's half serious, half hilarious. Anything and everything goes on his podcast. And he seems to have a couple of friends, too, that are like to ride shotgun with him on the show. One is Ben Sires and one is Trevor Reilly. They have, you could just read through the list of their titles of their shows and their descriptions. But you can go onto iTunes, and I think it's on Stitcher as well. They're available there. They talk about anything from anarchy to football, everything in between. Yeah, they are on iTunes and Stitcher. So check out Power with Christian Farrar. I think you're going to be extremely pleased with that podcast as well. And the last thing I want to tell you about before we go into the last song is there is an author named Chad A. Clark who has a fresh book out. He's not, believe me, he is not brand new in the world of writing. But this book is called A Shade for Every Season, collection of over 70 short stories reaching across several different genres. So as he says, it's short enough to fit into anyone's busy life. I guess what he means by that is that it doesn't matter if you're waiting in line at the DMV or waiting for a table or something like that, that you can just pull it out and have a little short story to read. But Chad Clark is a pretty interesting writer. In fact, I'm going to have him as a guest on Madame Perry Salon probably in a couple of months. But check it out. You see, I've got the link here to A Shade for Every Season by Chad Clark. Now, what else can we play for Christmas? Let's see. I've already played Waitress's Christmas Wrapping. I played Christmas Again by Donnie Demers and Steve Eaton. I played Bill Withers' The Gift of Giving. Way before that, I played, who was that? Kim Meeks and Joshua Neal. And I played Tom Rule. And so I wanted to close out with, you know, the song Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon. However, I want to play the cover, which was done by one of the covers done by Mike Peters and The Alarm. So, however, I'm being told I only have a few seconds left. So I'll tell you what, maybe we'll do this again. Maybe we'll have an after Christmas show and we'll play Happy Christmas, War is Over by Mike Peters and The Alarm. Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and start it on that.
Oh, okay? This is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. You are just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. And so this is Christmas.